When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Jeff Loeb announces Batman, The Last Halloween. Dogman is coming back for seconds. No second printings for EC Comics. This is Comic Book Club News for June 3rd, 2024. Writer Jeff Loeb is headed back to Batman, DC Comics, and one of the greatest Batman stories ever told with Batman, The Long Halloween, The Last Halloween. According to Loeb, this is a story that was discussed with artist Tim Sale before his passing in 2022, and was meant to wrap up the trilogy, started with The Long Halloween and continued in Dark Victory. In a statement from Loeb, which was reported by IGN, the writer said the following on the project. Quote, Batman The Long Halloween, The Last Halloween is Tim Sale's parting gift to me. Tim and I had already decided to tell this last chapter following Batman The Long Halloween special, which will serve as the prologue to this 10-part action-packed mystery. Tim's unfortunate passing put our plans for the series on hold. About a year later, after speaking with Mark Chiarillo and Richard Starkings, my partners on the previous Long Halloween titles, we decided the time was right to move this forward as a tribute to Tim, who continues to be with us in spirit. A piece of Sale's art will be used as the cover to issue one of the 10-issue series, with the rest of the cover art and interiors by Eduardo Risso, Chiarillo, and others. In case you're not familiar, The Long Halloween charted the fall of the gangs and the rise of the freaks in Gotham, alongside the Holiday Killer, who had their identity teased and tweaked in the sequel Dark Victory. And while DC is selling this as a trilogy, there are actually multiple parts to this tale. Initially, Loeb and Sale wrote three holiday stories in Legends of the Dark Knight, which are collected in the trade Haunted Night. Then came The Long Halloween, followed by Dark Victory and a spin-off series titled Catwoman When in Rome. And as Loeb mentions, this was followed up by 2021's Batman The Long Halloween Special, one of the last issues Sale completed before his untimely passing. Batman The Long Halloween The Last Halloween number 1 will hit stores on September 28, 2024. In a somewhat surprise announcement from Scholastic, we're getting a second Dogman book later this year. Probably the best-selling, currently running graphic novel series, writer-artist Dave Pilkey will release Dogman Big Jim Begins in December, following quickly up on the March release of The Scarlet Shedder. Per a statement provided to ICV2 by Pilkey, quote, with this new book, I wanted to share the origin story of my characters. As readers get to know more about Big Jim, a character who is playful, kind, overly optimistic and often misunderstood, and who sometimes gets into trouble despite having the best intentions. This isn't the first time Dogman has hit two releases in a year. In fact, that was the norm up until 2020, when Pilkey began releasing the spin-off series Cat Kid Comic Club, alternating with Dogman releases. Now though, with a big screen adaptation hitting in January, it makes sense to have a lot of Dogman on the shelves. And that's also great news for bookstores and comic book shops, which can't stock Dogman fast enough. Big Jim Begins hits stores everywhere on December 3rd. Speaking of things that won't stay on shelves, Oni Press is promising that the first printing of their new line of EC comics will be the only printing. Specifically, the first issues of the upcoming Epitaphs from the Abyss and Cruel Universe will have multiple covers, but no second or subsequent printings of the issues. Said Oni Press president and publisher Hunter Gorenson in a statement provided to Comic Book Club, quote, "The full-blooded revival of EC Comics at Oni Press is already registering as one of the year's biggest events for comic shops. And it's our mission to bring as many fans and readers into stores for the launch of Epitaphs from the Abyss No. 1 on July 24th as possible. To that end, we've been arming retailers with a battery of tools. Double-sized first issues, wide-ranging returnability across our first three issues, and a raft of in-store promo materials, with even more yet to come." Oni does note that there will be a, quote, "sizable overprint" for both issues to make sure the comics get in readers' hands. And of course, there will be variant covers on all the issues of the five-issue series to help spur on sales. This is just the latest push from a publisher to actually get folks back in comic book stores. So in my book, EC stands for Extra Cool. You can't see it, but I'm making finger guns. Epitaphs hits on July 24, Cruel Universe on August 7. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And this is the only printing of this episode of this podcast, but also you can listen to it whenever, so who cares? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.